Who chooses to pull your plug if you have to, like, if you're in a situation where, like, somebody has to decide whether you live or die?
Is my wife already gone?
Yeah, besides your wife. Like, your wife doesn't get to make that decision.
I've told everybody that, you know, you got to pull it.
No, but who? Who makes that decision?
Whoever's closest.
Like, just in the, and there's in the room?
Yeah, the janitor.
Is it me? I mean, do I get to choose?
Somebody trips over it.
Yeah.
Everybody's crying over my bed. You walk in and go, this is sad, and immediately pull the plug. You don't say anything else. You just immediately walk in and you're like, hey, Mrs.
Gosh,
Raven.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's good to see you guys. Well, you had fun. Boom, pull the plug.
That's
immediately.
It. That's it. Right. There's this TikToker. Her name is Grandma Droniak, and she's gone viral with a video explaining the three rules of her funeral.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself.
The overcrier.
Like, you didn't even know him. What are you crying about? Like, relax, lady.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what else?
Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in.
She does not like Bertha. She's not invited to the funeral.
You know, all these people that you had a problem with before, they tend to show up when the funeral happens, right?
Yeah, no.
You know, they weren't my favorite person, but I'm so sorry for your loss.
I hear her for that.
And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
All right, Grandma. You got it.
God bless grandkids, right? Putting Grandma on TikTok.
But I was thinking about it because my dad always brings this up. When I die, Anna.
What are his rules?
Oh, my gosh. Everything that I'm not going to do. Everything. Me and my mom have discussed this.
Yeah.
We nod and we say okay, but we're not doing any of the things that he wants at his funeral. He doesn't want a funeral. He doesn't want it.
No.
He doesn't. Just everybody go out and have a nice dinner. Nope, Dad. Like, no, we're definitely going to have a funeral when you eventually die.
A big one, right.
Right. And then our boss, Keith, he brought this up the other day. He was like, I don't want people to come to my wake and feel like they have to stay. Like, walk up to the casket.
Sit 7 minutes in and out.
Yeah. He's like, I want you to be there for 7 minutes. I don't want you to have to stay longer than that.
You know, he knows a lot of people, a lot of radio people. They'll all be in there trying to fight for mic time. You know what? I'll walk in and out. You got it, Keith.
All right. So what are the three rules of your funeral?
First off, keep it up and keep it positive. All right. So I want people to regale in stories of my heroics. If you've ever been in like an Irish or an English pub, people go in there, they sing, they tell stories and stuff like that. So I want you to discuss the times that I did, you know, awesome things, like that time I saved a school bus full of children.
That didn't happen.
Off the cliffside, you know, the road they were hanging off there that time.
I better start making some notes because I don't have anything to share at this party.
The time that I plugged the hole in the Titanic.
Oh, right.
And then also the time that I plugged that pesky hole in the Hoover Dam, too. That was good.
You didn't do any of those things.
No. Food is key. You know, I want finger sandwiches, Coca-Cola, because I'm not allowed to drink it right now while I'm alive, and then my wife's sauce and rigatoni. And then music and dancing. Like, I need it to be up at the party after. So I don't know if, like, you know, Calvin Harris or Tiesto is available and donating their time, but these are the things that I want, my wishes.
All right. For me, you know
how about
they, you know how they always say in lieu of flowers, like, you know, make a donation?
Yes.
No, I want all the flowers. I like, give me the flowers. Why can't I have flowers?
It's your last day. Give me the flowers.
Why do I have to be a hero? Like, give me, I like flowers. Don't show up in costumes. Like, first of all, I always think it's weird when there's like a regular thing going on and somebody shows up in a costume. Like, you're a weirdo. Like, don't show up in a costume to my funeral.
Have you ever seen somebody at a funeral in a costume?
Well, I don't want it to be mine to start. And most importantly, I get creeped out when I go to wakes and I look at their hands. I always stare at their hands. Put some gloves on my hands. I don't care if they're like winter snow gloves or what kind of gloves there are. Just put some gloves on so nobody has to see my hands.
Well, the record has been kept there. These are your funeral wishes.
Right, but give me the flowers, definitely.
In
lieu of flowers. Get out of here with that. What are the rules of your funeral? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, it says, bury me with my video game console. What, you think you can be able to play? You think when you make it to the afterlife?
You want something close with you, right? I mean, the Egyptians used to do it. That's why they'd send you in there with 100 cats, a couple dozen horses, all that stuff. You figure you're going to need that stuff on the other side.
This woman that goes by Grandma Droniak on TikTok made this and it went viral.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself.
Yep.
Bertha is not invited.
Nope.
See ya,
don't
Bertha.
Let her in. And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
Yeah. Everybody always talks about this. At my funeral, make sure, right? Mm-hmm. Raven, what were your top three things?
Keep it up. Keep it positive. Regale in stories of my heroics. Food is key. I want finger sandwiches, Coca-Cola, all the things that I'm not allowed. And then music and dancing. All right? There better be a lively DJ at the end of this thing. And we're not paying you, bro. You owe me a favor.
My rules were in lieu of flowers. No, none of that. I want all the flowers. Right. I never understand why they say that. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation. No, make the donation and send me flowers. Aren't I worth both? I don't understand. Don't show up in costumes. Unless you're one of my sorority sisters and you want to dress like the Spice Girls like we used to do in college, then it's okay. And put some gloves on my hand because I always get freaked out when I look at people that are deceased, their hands. It bothers me.
It's true.
Producer John, what are your rules of your funeral?
First things first, big music festival. It's got to be a big music festival. If the original Woodstock site isn't available, yeah. I'll settle for Coachella being performed in my name. But okay. It's got to be a music festival. That's what I want for the funeral.
Seems like a lot.
No dress code. At all. I hate dress. I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
Oh,
I do
know.
Not like. Yes. I know you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you know. In a step. I
hate like it's
dressing
an announcement.
Up. And at last, it, no matter how old I am when I die, it's going to say that I was 27 years old when I died.
Why? Oh, my God. We know why. We know why.
It's the best year of your life.
All right,
no,
Amy
Jimi
Winehouse.
Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, they all died at 27.
All of them.
All right, that's enough.
All right. Producer Sean, what are your rules of your funeral?
All right. First things first, when you walk in, I'm there. Casket straight up. My eyes are probably stapled open, so it looks like I'm looking at you. My hand's out, so you can at least give me one last cool handshake.
Nobody wants
I go.
To touch your hand. Nobody.
Well, that's the thing now,
we'll
though. They're putting
on.
The corpses out.
I don't want that.
And they're staging them.
Don't touch me at my funeral.
All right, but this is not your funeral. Okay, so it's prop you up.
Secondly, I want everyone to pick someone out of that funeral, put the name, there'll be like a hat or, you know, somewhere. Whoever's name is mentioned the most, I'm haunting you in the afterlife, okay?
Great. Fantastic.
Right. I thought it was going to be a key club party.
Mm-hmm. Third, most important, everyone who's attending is to give me something valuable or important to them in my, you know, put it with me when I'm buried.
If anyone ever
robs my grave, they'll be like, wow, this guy was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
All this cool stuff.
You're such a goth.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What were the rules of your funeral?
I have the specific cousin that she's already know her name and everything. She's going to be standing in front of the funeral, and she's going to be sending everybody that's a hypocrite to me now to get the hell out. That's one. And then two, all those that are still there, each one of them has something to say. And the last thing, I want everybody just to get drunk and have a good time.
Right.
And remind me of that.
Yep. Party time. You know, that's the thing. When you're at the age where people are typically falling off and they're dropping dead, that's a party. Nobody else is getting married at that point. You don't invite 100 of your friends to your grandkids' birthday party. That's when you're going to see your friends. So that's a party.
Correct. Why would you want people to come to you and spread their boogers and those fake tears? For what? When I'm here, you don't worry about me. Why are you worrying about me now that I'm dead?
I definitely don't want
get
the boogers.
Here.
Amen.
100%.
Amen.
I'm with you on that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We've got your wishes. We'll make sure they happen.
Yep.